many of us take the right to vote for granted. It may be something we do when there is an election, but the process of actually registering to vote is a right guaranteed. Or so was it. That story is today's edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Learn how Radiate makes all the difference at your local Crop Production Services retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
In 1965, Joyce O'Neill was a school student active in the civil rights marches taking place in Selma, Alabama. The issues were ones very real to her family, especially her mother.
My mother was an eighth grade social studies teacher at the high school. She had gone to register to vote several times.
Registering to vote was usually not a simple process if you were an African American living in Selma.
The first time she went, she was asked to recite the preamble to the Constitution, which she did because she required her students to learn it.
For Joyce's mother, the preamble was far more than words to be memorized.
She wanted her students to understand some of the words that are in the preamble to the Constitution and some of the phrases such as inalienable rights and we hold these truths, that kind of thing. And she recited it and they still stamped denied. She was not allowed to register to vote with a four-year college education.
So her mother was teaching about the freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution, yet she was not allowed to exercise some of those very rights.
The second time she went, she was asked to recite the entire Constitution. Who can do that?
In the mid-1960s, there were things more important than being inside the walls of a school. Learning and life lessons were being taught inside this church.
My mother told us one morning that she wanted us to be involved. So not to go to school, just stay at home. And we lived close to the church. She said, just stay at home and then walk down to the church and participate.
This church and this city are perhaps best known for the events in early March of 1965, though. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Selma, Alabama. I'm Andrew McCrae.